reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings, we see a double homage paid to Jesus at the beginning of this Holy Week. The first homage we have in the book of the prophet Isaiah, which God the Father says about his Son. "Here's my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit." Then he gave him the mission he would do, that he would become the covenant for the people. He would be the light for the nations. Just as Jesus said when he opened his mouth for the first time in his public ministry in the synagogue of his hometown, that he would open the eyes of the blind, bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. That beautiful homage of God the Father, precisely what Jesus did in his public ministry, but will do most powerfully of all in the events we will celebrate this week, by entering literally into the dark, with his rod and his staff of his cross, to guide us in the valley of darkness into the verdant, beautiful, luminous passages in this world, because he illumines us in forever in the next. That's the first homage. And we should see that homage throughout this week. When I give tours of St. Anthony's Church, I try to bring out elements that most people don't recognize because they've never been trained really in how to look at Christian symbolism. So one of the questions I ask is, why the architecture of the Stations of the Cross? Why do we have three columns together and then two columns? It's to symbolize that when Jesus was doing the way of the cross, all three persons of the Blessed Trinity were present, and that the two symbolize that Jesus was suffering not just in his human flesh, Jesus was also suffering in his divine spirit. He was suffering because of what sin did. He was suffering that some would not accept it. And so throughout this week, we've got God the Father giving his Son homage. We've got the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus will not only breathe forth, but was present and wants to help these events totally come alive. Please be open and aware of that homage which is being paid. Then we have the very touching homage done by Mary of Bethany in the gospel. Wasted. 300 days' wages, almost a full year's salary, just to anoint Jesus. Think about it. Say you make $40,000 a year, that you spend $30,000 on oil just to anoint Jesus' feet. And then a towel wasn't even good enough to dry off that precious ointment or those even more precious feet. Only your whole body would do. And Judas, of course, who thought Jesus was less valuable than 30 pieces of silver, who, as Archbishop Sheen would say, knew the price of everything but didn't recognize the value of anything. Judas complained, supposedly thinking about the poor. John, the evangelist, gives a little comment here that he was just greedy and a thief. But at the beginning of this week, we need to ask ourselves, are we like Mary of Bethany in contrast to Judas? Will we first receive Jesus into our house, into our life, into all we are? A couple months ago, I was putting up some art after we were doing a little bit of long-awaited work, just making the rectory a little bit more beautiful for those who come on in. And right at the front door, I put an image that was given to me of Mary and John, the beloved disciple, because it reminds me every time I walk through that door of what happened at the foot of the cross, that John received Mary into his own. And that's what we're supposed to do always, to welcome in that sense. But like Mary Bethany, do we first welcome Jesus in? Do we welcome him into what's going to be a busy week for us and all the other plans? But then, are we prepared to give him, what anointing are we prepared to give him? How much will we sacrifice for him? What would be the way we can most anoint him? What can we do? Very often, we, a little bit like Judas, start to say, God doesn't need it. I'll give all this other time to this cause. I'll give all this other moolah to this other cause. I'll use my talents to build up this kingdom. Which we've got to realize that these problems, these issues for which we spend so much of our time, they'll always be there. But this is a precious time for us with the Lord. We will not always have him and his grace is the same way that we have him now. And so as we enter into this Holy Week, let's ask St. Mary of Bethany's intercession to help us to learn how to love the Lord with all that we've got, to be willing to sacrifice the Lord and anoint him with our time, anoint him with our prayer, anoint him with the zeal and the hunger we have for the sacrament, anoint him with our ears, hanging on his every word, anointing him with our eyes in the loving gaze of Eucharistic adoration, anoint him with our tears in the sacrament of confession, because he did all that he did to take away our sins, to anoint him with all that we are. The greatest way we have a chance to do that is daily here at Mass, when we literally receive Jesus into our home. Let's ask St. Mary's grace so that we might anoint him with the greatest love we've ever given him on the inside today.